So that's why it's a wonderful system. So now I can say that any hadith that I relate from these multiple books, I can give you an exact chain up to the author of that book. Then the author will have his own chain up to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I'll just give you one simple example. This hadith that I'm going to relate to you as the last hadith of Bukhari, I relate this to you from a chain. I heard this hadith from multiple people, but I've heard this hadith I will relate from Sheikh Yusuf Mutala rahimahullah. I studied this from him, from his mouth. He studied this and heard this directly from Sheikh Zakaria Kandilwi rahimahullah. Sheikh Zakaria got it from his father. He got it from multiple sources. One of them was from his father, Muhammad Yahya Kandilwi, Sheikh Muhammad Yahya Kandilwi. And from, he got it from Sheikh Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahimahullah. He got it from Shah Abdul Ghani Mujaddidi rahimahullah. He heard it from his father, Shah Abu Sa'id al-Mujaddidi. He heard, and from Shah Muhammad Ishaq Dehlawi. Both of them heard it from Shah Abdul Aziz al-Dehlawi, who narrates it from Shah Waliullah al-Dehlawi, who narrates it from Abu Tahir al-Kurdi al-Madani, from his father Ibrahim al-Hassan al-Kurdi, from Abdullah ibn Mullah Sa'dillah Lahori, from Qutbuddin Muhammad ibn Ahmad al-Nahrawali, from Alauddin Ahmad ibn Muhammad al-Nahrawali. He relates it from Nuruddin Abu al-Futu Ahmad ibn Abdullah. He relates it from Muhammad Yusuf al-Hirawi. He relates it from Muhammad ibn Shaz Bakht al-Farghani. He relates it from Abu Luqman Yahya ibn Ammar ibn Muqbil al-Hatlani. He relates it from Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Yusuf al-Firabri. And he relates it from Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari rahimahullah. A direct chain up to Imam Bukhari. Then I will relate to you who Imam Bukhari relates it from up to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many others have this system in the world? That's why this is no simple system. This is a very, very valuable system. It's a very valuable system. Now, when you've heard this hadith, you can say you heard it from me and attach yourself to the chain if I give you permission. That's how it usually happens. You ask for permission, say, can I relate this? Can I receive this chain officially from you? And the Shaykh will say, I give it to you, and you say, I accept. That's how it usually happens. So now, let us now relate from what does Imam Bukhari relate in his last hadith. So, وَبِالْ إِسْنَادِ الْمُتَّصِلِ مِنَّا إِلَى الْإِمَامِ الْبُخَارِ قَالَ بَابُ قَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَأَنَّ الْأَعْمَالَ بَنِي آدَمَ وَقَوْلَهُمْ يُوزًا. That's his chapter title. This is what Imam Bukhari says in his book. And this is what I'm relating all the way up to Imam Bukhari. And I'll relate his leftover part of the chain to you soon. وَقَالَ مُجَاهِدَ الْقُسْطَاسِ الْعَدْلُ بِالْرُومِيَّةِ وَيُقَالُ الْقِسْطُ مَصْدَرُ الْمُقْسِطِ وَهُوَ الْعَادِلُ وَأَمَّ الْقَاسِطُ فَهُوَ الْجَائِرُ. Now, Imam Bukhari says, I heard this hadith. It was narrated to us from Ahmad ibn Ishkab. You know this Ahmad ibn Ishkab, I envy him. Every Khatam al-Bukhari he's mentioned. Ishkab. This Ahmad ibn Ishkab, everybody talks about him every year multiple times. I don't know what he did to get himself in this hall of fame. Allah bless him and give us some kind of investment like that as well. حَدَّثَنَا Muhammad ibn Fudail. So he relates it from now Muhammad ibn Fudayl, rahimahullah. He relates it from Umara ibn al-Qaqqar. He relates it from Abu Zur'a. He relates him from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. You've heard of him. Imam Bukhari's chain up to Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Now Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and he relates the hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Can you see how we're connected to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam now? That's amazing. وبه قال حدثني أحمد بن إشكاب قال حدثنا محمد بن فضيل عن عمارة بن القعقاء عن أبي زرعة عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then he mentions the hadith.
The point of a lecture is to encourage people to act, to get further, an inspiration, an encouragement, persuasion. The next step is to actually start learning seriously, to read books, to take on a subject of Islam and to understand all the subjects of Islam, at least at their basic level, so that we can become more aware of what our deen wants from us. And that's why we started Rayyan courses, so that you can actually take organized lectures on demand whenever you have free time, especially, for example, the Islamic Essentials course that we have on there, the Islamic Essentials Certificate, which you take 20 short modules. And at the end of that, inshallah, you will have gotten the basics of most of the most important topics in Islam, and you'll feel a lot more confident. You don't have to leave lectures behind. You can continue to leave, to listen to lectures, but you need to have this more sustained study as well. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.